Hey there, this is Nick here again. This is session number 15. We're calling this Peace with the Heavenly Father, or let's say the Essenes call this Peace with the Heavenly Father. The Heavenly Father being the great spirit of life, or let's say the emanation, the cause, the original cause of the great spirit of life, whose very presence can be felt in every moment if we are able to attune ourselves to that being, the presence of that being. So why do we want to do this? Well, we basically have two modes of functioning. There are degrees of both, but there's basically two ways of being. You can either function in your ego state of consciousness, which has a sense of separateness and doesn't really understand what's going on and can only see a tiny, 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 tiny fragment of 1% of what is actually occurring, or the energy that's actually present on the spectrum that is actually there. A tiny fragment of 1% the ego is capable of perceiving and immediately processes that input through a completely distorted and conditioned, utterly conditioned and dysfunctional mind, the conscious mind, and comes up with basically an inaccurate perspective on reality and goes forward from there. And then there's the other way of being, which we're recommending in the superhero training, and we're hoping and knowing that you are experiencing more and more and more of. And that way of being is a soul conscious way of being, the soul being the container of the pure spirit of life as it journeys in its individuated form through eternity, experiencing and experiencing and experiencing itself from that wonderful individuated point, which is you. That great spirit has an emanating source. And being in peace with that is a wonderful way to live our lives as we reharmonize our thoughts and words and actions, as we become masters of our own feeling experience, as we become the designers, the architects and designers of our own reality, as we consciously take hold of the reins of our existence, a wonderful thing occurs. We become more in harmony with the great spirit of life, which has a nature, an inner nature. Nature is love. Nature is truth. Nature is light. So as we adjust ourselves and orient ourselves in this way, and really this is the whole essence of superhero training right here. How successful you are in this will define everything. And the reason why we put it at the end here is because everything else has been a preparation for this. You see, this development of your focus and your concentration through simple breathing exercises, this consideration week after week after week of knowledge, this testing, if you will, to assess your willingness to surrender your ego perspective and to serve others in a beautiful way, as that becomes more and more natural within you as you go through the changes and the evolution of your way of being, as you deal with more and more and more and more of your stuff that comes up, and you apply this wisdom, apply this gnosis to dissolve that stuff and clear the blockages and let go of it forever, then you become purer and purer and purer. Your heart becomes purer. You become able to live with more integrity. And through your integrity and your humility, you're able to approach this pure essence within your being in an increasingly effective state. And you can contain it. You can actually absorb it and welcome it from deep within you into your being. You can surrender to it easily and wonderfully. And it's the thing that you want to do because you know that it is you. So that's a very, very, very different way of living your life. And you can imagine you attune with the spirit of life, the very spirit of life, how harmonious your life can become and how disharmonious ego functioning always causes. So what are we talking about here? We're just talking about getting on the program. We're talking about taking it deeper and deeper and deeper within you, opening your heart in a more and more and more profound and harmonious way, a way that reflects integrity and a way that allows you to accept honestly who you truly are. We're talking about doing what we've been recommending you do over all these weeks. Doing it. So how does this work? Well, it's a very simple process, a very simple model. There is that which is eternal. There is that which you eternally are. It's your job to merge in that consciousness within you. It's your job to find it, to dissolve and surrender everything that is not that, and merge your little self with your greater self. That's what your job is. And that's why you're a superhero, because the focus that you need, the discipline that you need, the persistence that you need, the perseverance, it's a big call. And as you do that, your soul is infused with the purity of its own essence. And all of the layers of the soul in the unconscious realms, the ones that have been over and over and over reinforced by the discordant carryings on of human beings, your ancestors, our lineage, all of those distortions are reharmonized through this pure communion within you. You see, you can't find God outside of yourself. Jesus said the kingdom is within you. As we look out into the world and beyond the world and contemplate the infinite expanse of life all around us, all the dimensions, all the possibilities, it's very easy to become quickly overwhelmed. But when we go within us to the point, to the epicenter of our being, into soul consciousness, it's very easy to deal with infinity. Infinity is a tiny, infinitely small point where all possibilities and probabilities are contained, all actualities. Forever and ever and ever. That's a lot easier in their latent form, their invisible form contained within you. Life, the essence of life as a point. And what does that give us? What if we do that? It gives us power, real power. Talk about personal empowerment, this is it. It's not power to wield that your ego can wield, because the ego can't handle it. The ego just self-destructs with power. It spins out of control with power. It ruins everything with power. But as we purify ourselves through all of these practices that we've been outlining in all these sessions in a very specific way, then we can actually handle the power. It's all about balance and quality of inner being. Can you exist from the epicenter of your inner being? Can you exist from that critical point within you? And can you radiate the blessings of that and express the power of that through your thoughts and words and actions in a selfless way? In a way that enriches everybody's lives. So that's what happens when you get this right, when you manage it. You become very powerful. Your life becomes an amazing experience. Everything becomes easy and clear. You see the world for what it is. You see the way people are carrying their stuff and the way they're playing out their wounds. You see? Dissociated from soul consciousness. Completely enmeshed in body consciousness, the ego consciousness. Wondering what's going on. The world is crying out for you to express this power. You're ready. It's your time. So what I want you to do now is just to watch the videos, listen to the audio file, and use this little short recording I just did here to motivate you and inspire you to take it all to the next level, to go deeper, to really, really, really get real. Many blessings. Aloha.